And can I tell you...
What?
Some more things that I'm excited about upcoming?
Sure.
Because I'm paying attention to your slate.
It's so weird. I feel like someone's actually paying attention to me.
It's such a privilege to work with someone that thinks about their career in stages, in terms of what's coming next.
Yes, I always do. I always want to give people something to look forward to.
Underwater Wars,
yeah.
I'm very excited about.
I can't wait to make it. Everyone's talking about it.
Middle Earth.
Yeah?
It's going to be so funny because we went to Earth.
Yeah?
And now you're going to do a Middle Earth Lord of the Rings satire.
Exactly.
Oh, it's going to be so funny. And I would love to be involved in
whatever. You will be involved.
Way.
You will be involved. For sure. You've always been involved. Forever.
And you know what? I'm going to forego my commission.
What?
You don't have to pay me anything.
How are you going
to
survive?
We'll make do. Stephanie's really good at rummaging through corpses and finding stuff. You know, we get by. I have this hot plate.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
These are delicious eggs, by the way.
We have chickens now. We have a beehive. Oh, thanks.
Mmm. It's delicious stuff. Is this juice freshly squeezed?
It is.
Delicious.
I love your chewing sounds, too. They're exaggerated and performative, but grounded at the same time.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Well, I want to put a little effort into it. I feel like there's no detail that's insignificant. That's how I look at myself, you know?
That's so smart. That's so true.
Huh.
I wish everybody could look at themselves that way.
Wow, Mr. Chandler, I've never had a meeting with you like this. I feel like I can't go out and make that Marvel album. I'm really excited about it now.
Oh, good. I feel like we have meetings like this all the time.
No, I've never had a meeting like this with you ever. It's always been really lame and a bum out, and I've always felt really bad about myself and my creative endeavors.
This must be like an alternate dimension where I'm nice.
Or you're a Skrull.
A what?
A Skrull. Basically what a Skrull is, it's like an alien that has all the powers of a member of the Fantastic Four, so like one hand's like fire, and the other hand's like stretchy brick, and then your face is green. And you can be anything you want to be. I mean, for all I know, you could have been replaced a long time ago by a Skrull, which is a shapeshifter, and maybe the reason you're acting so weird is...
I haven't been replaced by a Skrull. I think this is probably just an alternate dimension where I'm nice, but I do need to say, as nice as I am in this dimension, I cannot be positive about the Fantastic Four. Allow me to digress for a moment. They are probably the least interesting group of superheroes. I couldn't tell you one thing about the personalities of any of them.
See, this sounds a little familiar to me.
The fire guy's a little feisty,
I guess.
This
sounds like the old Mr. Chandler.
The stretchy guy is just a guy, I guess. He's a nice guy.
Kind of negative and...
The woman is invisible and she's...
You just hate
it on... She's pleasant, I guess.
Everything, for no reason, it seemed like.
And then the orange guy is just like from Brooklyn or something. But they really underwrote those characters.
Your aggression always seems
kind
of misplaced, as if there was something deep inside of you that was malfunctioning in some way.
No, I love storytelling. I love stories. I love the story that you're telling in your voluminous, never-ending...
It does seem to go on and on, doesn't it?
Yeah, and everything has a sort of circuitous, non-linear path to it that doesn't seem like it will ever end, and I appreciate that.
You like that experience, don't you?
I do. When it comes to the Fantastic Four, I just feel that whoever made them could have done a better job.
Of course. It hasn't been done correctly yet, but I can't help but ask the question, why are you talking about the Fantastic Four when I haven't asked you what your feelings were about the Fantastic Four? I just accuse you of becoming an alien shapeshifter.
You were saying I was a Skrull, and
you were a Skrull, and that is a Fantastic...
I wanted to explain to you why I was unfamiliar with the term Skrull was because of my lack of interest in anything having to
and
do
what
with
I'm saying to you, sir, is you don't have to be familiar with the term to become one or to have been one all along.
You're saying I could be a Skrull having no knowledge of Skrulls.
Yes.
Am I saying that right?
Yep.
Skrull?
Skrull.
Skrull.
Yeah. No, Skrull.
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 What?
Skrull.
Okay. Did I ever tell you about the
Skrull Liquors?
No,